It's the 18th of June, and this is Thought Press. I'm Andy Otto, and this is Thought Press, where news and commentary blend, and where you're invited to join in. Our email address is thoughtpress@gmail.com. You may now call our listener line at 206-33-THINK. That's 206-338-4465. If you haven't heard, we begin with reports from yesterday that U.S. fighter planes in Iraq began dropping bombs on insurgent targets in western Iraq as part of a major combat operation launched against Iraqi rebels. Military officials say about 1,000 troops are taking part in Operation Spear, which began early Friday in Iraq's resistive Anbar province near the Syrian border. Reuters news agency says U.S. fighter planes have dropped at least 9 220-kilogram bombs on insurgent target areas near the town of Qom. Anbar province is where U.S. forces say they killed about 40 militants in airstrikes in Karbala on June 11th. Refer to your live news outlets for a number of casualties. Al Jazeera Television has aired excerpts of a new videotape of Al-Qaeda's Ayman al-Zawahiri, he's the number two man, in which he reportedly criticizes the U.S. concept of reform, as well as assaults on women protesters in Egypt last month. The Qatar-based news channel showed footage of al-Zawahiri with a machine gun next to him and paraphrased his remarks. It said it would air larger excerpts of the tape later. Remember the boy, the four-year-old boy who died at Walt Disney World after riding Mission Space? The autopsy found no trauma and the cause of death hadn't been determined. For all we know, he could have had a sudden brain aneurysm hidden to anyone's knowledge. Maybe it was death of fear. Well, a California court is putting Disney to the same rules that govern public transportation, and they're tough. Disney said they're not a transportation provider, as their passengers are not trying to reach a destination. Well, the court said Disney was required to provide vehicles that are, quote, safe and fit for the purposes to which they are put. This was a ruling as a result of a case of a woman who suffered brain injury on the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland in 2000. She died of a brain aneurysm. Is this ruling fair? Should Disney be put to the same rules that control public transportation? Maybe so, but is Disney responsible for the death even though the ride was operating perfectly? Or was the mother at fault for putting her four-year-old on the attraction? Give us an email, thoughtpress@gmail.com, or call 206-33-THINK and tell us what you think is right or fair. That's 206-338-4465. Well, let's move to Africa, where thousands of refugees fled to southern Chad to escape fighting between government and armed groups in the Central African Republic. It's unclear whether the fighting is caused by bandits or a militia group. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees says that over 8,000 people have fled fighting in the Central African Republic over the past 2 weeks to take refuge in Chad. Crops failed in that area, so there is little food for refugees. This happens just as President Francois Bozizé begins his new term in office. Africa analyst Chris Melville says it's possible that Chadian mercenaries are responsible for the fighting. He says they bear a certain grudge against Bozizé's government, and so, if it is the same group, they may have wanted to derail his inauguration, which took place this past weekend, or just undermine his reputation for maintaining security in the Central African Republic. several recent public opinion polls suggest Americans are losing confidence in President Bush and his handling of the situation in Iraq. The latest survey was conducted by the New York Times and CBS News and found that the president's overall job approval rating is now at 42%, down from 51% right after his reelection year. The poll also found that only 37% of those surveyed approve of the president's handling of Iraq, down 45% in February. Democratic Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware says the public is skeptical of the administration's contention that Iraq is well and on its way to stability.
I think there's this incredible gap between the reality on the ground and the rhetoric back here, and I think it's causing us a loss of support among the American people. And if the administration doesn't straighten it out pretty soon, they're going to find that they're going to have real trouble with any consensus among the American people to do what we need to do in Iraq.
Vice President Dick Cheney.
It's important that we complete the mission. And to do that, we don't want to stay a day longer than necessary, but we've got to stay long enough to make certain that both from the standpoint of governance and from the standpoint of security, the Iraqi people can take care of themselves.
But even some members of the president's own Republican Party are questioning the new policy on Iraq. North Carolina Republican Congressman Walter Jones voted for the war, but now supports a bipartisan proposal to begin the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq by October of 2006.
After 1,700 deaths, over 12,000 wounded, and $200 billion spent, we believe it is time to have this debate and this discussion on this resolution.
We mentioned Congressman Jones yesterday. If you would like to help with getting the troops out early, go to thoughtpress.blogspot.com to the June 17th show and click Take Action. As Iraq's face changes and our window often remains the mainstream media, Iraqis are taking communication of the truth to a whole new level in line with the internet of today. Many are posting online blogs. Blogging has become so big that hundreds of Iraqis are forming blogs and registering sites, and it provides them with many an opportunity.
It offers you an opportunity to communicate with people who have no filters.
The right for the people to express their discontent is great. That is freedom that wasn't available before.
This was a great opportunity to be like a bridge between two cultures.
Jeffrey Allen gives us more insight on this new movement.
Rebecca McKinnon at Harvard University's Berkman Center for Internet and Society says these bloggers provide the readers with an alternative Iraqi perspective.
We feel that these weblogs provide a human perspective from the ground that's unique and different from what you're going to get from reading a newspaper article or watching a TV report about what's happening.
A Baghdad resident named Omar says he wants the world to know that the situation in his country is in some ways better than what is often portrayed by the conventional media.
The news outlet brings bad news always. Murders, poor economy, mistakes. We want to tell the other part of the story. It's not all black and it's not all white. We want people to get the right picture.
Another Baghdad blogger, Khalid, says that he tries to give Americans and other Westerners a view of Iraq that is unfiltered and different than official U.S. statements.
When I watch CNN or listen to any Western media, it's like another reality. So I want those people in the West to know that they're not being told the truth. And most of the bloggers that write English have started writing because they don't feel that the media is doing their job right.
For people writing blogs in Iraq, the freedom to express themselves about political and social matters can come with a price. Because of the ongoing turmoil in the country, putting one's full name on an internet or opinion page can bring on violent reprisals. That is why it is customary for Iraqi writers like Omar to use only a first name.
I need to be anonymous. I need to keep myself safe and secure, and I should not use my name because I could be targeted by the terrorists.
According to Friends of Democracy, a nonprofit organization training Iraqi bloggers and registering hundreds of new websites, a newly developed Arabic software is opening doors across the Middle East. Judging by the requests Friends of Democracy is receiving from the region, the strategy of promoting democracy through the internet appears to be working. I am Jeffrey Young. Thank you.
Yahoo announced Thursday their new service called Yahoo Search Subscriptions. It allows users to search the so-called deep web, places where normal search engines cannot reach, subscription services. Content available only to paid subscribers. I'm not sure how much of an enhancement it is to allow users to access information they can't access unless they pay. Doesn't Google News already search subscription content anyway? I'm sure Yahoo has some adapting yet to do. Well, how do you compare Yahoo and Google? Which search services do you like to use? Email us at thoughtpress@gmail.com or call 206-33-THINK. Your comments may be heard on the next show. Speaking of search, Google is stepping further into the mobile market. Currently, Google offers text-only search and results through mobile device browsers. Before long, results will be returned and web pages can be viewed in a format compatible with devices, complete with images. It's something to look forward to. In the meantime, check out one of Google's best mobile features, Google SMS. All you do is text your request to Google, and they'll text you back with the results. Everything from phone listings to directions and movie showtimes to weather and product prices. Head to sms.google.com and read about all the great features. Saves a lot of time when on the go. And now for something good. The USA Today reports that Stevie Wonder has decided to pay the funeral expenses for 5 children who died in a Philadelphia house fire. He was disheartened after hearing about the fire, and his publicist says that Stevie feels really good about this. Don't forget to go to our website. You'll see a link asking you to support our show with a vote on Podcast Alley. Just click the link and enter your email. It takes less than 30 seconds, and we really do appreciate it. If you truly love Thought Press, there's also a link for donations to help for the work that goes into each show. You've been listening to The Thought Press. If you forget any links mentioned on any of the shows, go to thoughtpress.blogspot.com. There you can leave feedback and get involved. Call our listener line at 206-33-THINK and tell us what you like or don't like. That's 206-338-4465. Our audio is hosted by archive.org, and select content is provided by Voice of America. Check out our website, and don't forget to drop us a vote. ThoughtPress.blogspot.com.